Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear from a band that recorded its lead singer's brand new song in a key too low for him to sing it. So, the lead guitarist handled all the verses. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will examine a recording that represents a perfect merging of influences from the Mississippi Delta, the Chicago scene, and the Motown groove from Detroit. Later, for our bonus hit at number 6, we will play a song that failed to make the top 40 twice, even though it featured cameo appearances by Paul McCartney and George Harrison. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate a highly decorated number one soul single that has been named to the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress. But first, just like we always do, we begin with a record that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then collapsed. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start in 1974 with a four-man bubblegum glitter band produced by seasoned veterans Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman. After producing a recording of this song, which was the first song the band wrote together, those seasoned producers left for another recording job in the United States. Even though this particular song appeared on the European version of the album Desolation Boulevard, the band was unhappy with the way the song sounded. So, the four members entered a recording studio without the guidance of their producers and made the record all over again. By the time the album Desolation Boulevard was set for release in the United States, the execs at Capitol Records preferred the version which was produced by the band and not only included it in the album, but released it as a single. with a record that hit number one in Australia, Denmark, Germany, and South Africa, number two in Canada, Ireland, the Netherlands, Norway, and England. That was Sweet with their self-produced single, Fox on the Run, which spent a week at number 40 on its way to a peak at number five in the United States on both the Cashbox chart and the Billboard chart.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Musician Mike Lawler has certainly had an interesting journey through the world of music. As a keyboardist in touring groups, he has played with James Brown and Steve Winwood, and he was an actual member of the Allman Brothers Band for a couple of years. Following his stint with the Allmans, he found himself in high demand as a session player in Nashville, contributing organ and synthesizer to numerous recordings by artists such as Willie Nelson, Tanya Tucker, and Joan Baez. In 1980, in the middle of all that session work, Mike teamed up with vocalist Johnny Cobb to cut an album for Asylum Records. This cut, Ready or Not, has a synthesizer bounce that was at least 2 years ahead of its time and should have fit somewhere in between Hall & Oates in 1982 and the Footloose soundtrack music from 1984. Just a tad bit too early, here are Mike Lawler and Johnny Cobb with a song that should have reached number 20, Ready or Not.
When I look at you, I'm helpless. Excuse me if I stare, but you're beautiful in my eyes. When it comes to love, I'm selfish. I've just got to have you.
The song that at the very least should have made it up to number 20. That was Lawler and Cobb with Ready or Not.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a single by Chicago that really peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. On the Cashbox chart, it made it up to number 9. It didn't chart at all in England. The song is Wishing You Were Here from 1974. Although it was written by Peter Cetera, the late Terry Kath sang most of the lead vocal because the band recorded the instrumental track before Cetera realized that the verses were too low for his tenor voice to handle. And speaking of voices, there are three voices on this particular Chicago recording which are usually not there. Joining in on the background vocals were Carl Wilson, Dennis Wilson, and Al Jardine of the Beach Boys.
Sleepless hours and dreamless nights and faraways.
Ooh, wishing you were, wishing you were
here. Heaven knows and Lord it shows when I'm away.
Song that peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100, that was Chicago, with a little help from the Beach Boys, with Wishing You Were Here.
Number 10.
Now we are up to a song that hit number 20 on the Modern Rock Tracks chart, but should have been a worldwide top 10 hit. By the time the three-man Chicago band known as Material Issue released their cover version of the Green Pajamas song, Kim the Waitress, they had already placed three separate singles into the top six of the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart. Valerie Loves Me hit number 3, Diane reached number 6, and the Jeff Murphy-produced What Girls Want also peaked at number 6. As far as the song itself, the protagonist, Kim, really was a waitress at an all-night diner in West Seattle, where the band Green Pajamas often gathered after late rehearsals. The song's author was quoted on a poetry website as follows, quote, "Kim, who was very cute indeed, worked a graveyard shift and had become the innocent object of our fantasy," close quote. Well, the Green Pajamas wrote this song about her, and it was released as their first single in May of 1986. Even though it was the Mike Chapman-produced Material Issue version of this song that actually became popular, the original lyricist from the Green Pajamas apparently still gets Christmas cards each year from the protagonist signed Kim the Waitress. Here's Material Issue.
Pressed lips and tender hips turning in my head, writing poems in a corner booth that I'd die if she read. gently pull her to me and kiss her with no sunny summer.
With a song that hit number 20 on the Modern Rock Tracks chart, but should have been a worldwide top 10, that was Material Issue with Kim the Waitress.
Number nine.
Today at number 9, we have a track that was never released as a single, but it was from an album that actually reached number 9. The composition has proven to be an incredible piece of songwriting by Tracy Chapman, who, of course, sang the song, played an acoustic 12-string, and co-produced the recording of it. Some seriously incredible musicians joined Tracy in the sessions to make this record. John Velotti played piano, Russ Kunkel was on drums, Larry Klein on bass, Scarlett Riviera on violin. And playing both the organ and the memorable acoustic stagecoach guitar, the ever-present Jack Holder.
This time, I won't show I'm vulnerable. This time, I won't give in first. This time, I will hold out with my love. This time, I will not be hurt. Gonna love myself more than anyone else. Gonna treat me right. Gonna make you say that you love me first. You be the one with the most to lose tonight. This time, this time, won't let my emotion rule my life. This time, I'm gonna keep my heart locked safe inside. This time, I'm gonna be my own best friend. This time, I'm gonna be the one to win your love, your affection, to hide my fear of rejection this time. This time, gonna love myself more than anyone else, gonna treat me right. Gonna make you say that you love me first. You be the one with the most to lose tonight. This time, this time, won't let my emotion rule my life. This time, gonna keep my heart locked safe inside. This time, I'm gonna be my own best friend. This time, I'm gonna be the one
¶¶
with a song from an album that actually peaked at number 9. That was Tracy Chapman and This Time.
Universe Top 40.
Number 8.
Now we're up to a song that is truly modern and great, and it comes from the indie rock band from San Diego, Pinback. For about 3 weeks back in 2007, every time I turned on any one of my several favorite underground stations, I heard this really cool song called Good to See. Then the song just kind of disappeared, which is certainly not what should have happened. It should have been a worldwide top 10. So here at Alt Universe Top 40, we are placing it at number 8. Here is Pinback. Song that is truly modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was Pinback with Good to See.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it truly is an all-time classic. It was written and performed by John Lee Hooker, one of the greatest blues singers to ever walk the earth. Recorded in Chicago in late 1961 for the VJ label, this amazing Mississippi blues man was backed by some accomplished Detroit musicians who would later become known as the Funk Brothers, providing the Motown Studios with a beat and feel all its own. On this particular record, though, it was a unique merging of the Mississippi Delta, Chicago, and Detroit. John Lee Hooker was either born in Tutwiler, Mississippi, or in Coahoma County, Mississippi, near Clarksdale. His date of birth has been debated for years. Hooker himself stated he was born in 1920. However, information in the 1920 and 1930 census reports from Mississippi suggests that he was born in 1912. He was the youngest of 11 children of sharecropper and preacher William Hooker and Minnie Ramsey Hooker, who was approximately a decade or so younger than her husband. The Hooker children were only permitted to listen to religious music by their father. However, when John Lee was around 8 years old, his parents separated. The next year, his mother married blues singer William Moore, who introduced John Lee to the guitar. While John Lee was influenced in some ways by the Shreveport blues style that his stepfather played, all was not well at home. By the age of 14, John Lee ran away, never to see his mother or stepfather again. He wound up in Memphis, where he performed in various clubs on Beale Street. By 1943, he was working in a Ford factory in Detroit, making military vehicles to be used by the American forces in World War II. On his time off, he explored the Detroit clubs, and in need of an instrument louder than his Delta acoustic guitar, he turned to the electric guitar. In 1948, while working as a janitor in a steel mill, John Lee recorded the song Boogie Chillin' for producer Bernie Bessman. Bessman was able to get Modern Records out of Los Angeles to release the song, and it became the best-selling rhythm and blues record of 1949. Despite being technically illiterate, John Lee was an excellent lyricist. He also played the music as he felt it, which was not always with a standard beat. Because backing musicians did not always have the time to follow his changes, Hooker was often recorded alone, playing his guitar, singing, and stomping his own beat as he wished. While he had 9 charting singles on the rhythm and blues charts, he only made the pop charts in the United States twice. However, he had numerous albums that charted over a prolific career, and in the year 2000, he was bestowed with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In the latter part of his career, he collaborated with Steve Miller, Elvin Bishop, Van Morrison, Carlos Santana, and Bonnie Raitt. He appeared in the original film The Blues Brothers and performed this song in the role of a street musician. Unlike numerous other Delta blues musicians who died either mysterious or violent deaths, John Lee Hooker passed away peacefully in his sleep at the age of 83. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, here is John Lee Hooker and his all-time blues classic, Boom Boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Talk that talk. Walk that walk. Walk that walk and talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me that you love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Boy, talk.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was John Lee Hooker with Boom Boom. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Alex M. from the Republic of Belarus heard our 7440 broadcast on the web SDR out of the Netherlands. He reports 55444 and included an air check sound file for reference. Thank you, Alex, for your report. We certainly hope you are doing well. CDJ Yuzlov from the Russian Federation sent us greetings from his trip to Cambodia. He hopes we are in a sunny mood. Well, CDJ, we are feeling quite sunny right now and hope you are too. Myrta from Buenos Aires sent us greetings through a message on Mixcloud. She tells us that she is an up-and-coming DJ who wants to share music and spread the love. Well, we support you, Myrta. Send us something that is modern and great, and you might just find yourself on our countdown at number 8. Can you hear us? If you can, please send us your questions, comments, and reception reports in an email address to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
When producer Peter Asher needed a bass player and some backing vocals for the song Carolina in My Mind by Apple Records artist James Taylor, he recruited his friend Paul McCartney to play bass and drafted George Harrison to sing background. The results caused everyone at Apple to believe that James had recorded a surefire hit. So, in 1969, it was released as a single, but it stalled at number 118. Believing that it may have been a matter of timing, it was released again in 1970. It did better, but only reached number 67. Then, because of the turmoil at Apple, James left for Warner Brothers with the Beatles' blessing. At Warner, his chart fortunes were amazing, which was exactly what Peter Asher and everyone at Apple had always expected. By 1976, Warner Brothers was ready to issue a greatest hits album, and in the spirit of inclusion, requested the master tapes of Carolina in My Mind from Apple Records. Typical of the chaos going on at Apple at the time, nobody knew exactly where those tapes were. So, Peter and James recorded the song all over again, this time with Leland Sklar on bass and Andrew Gold on backing vocals. And it was this version, not the version containing two Beatles, that made its way into 11 million record collections in the U.S. and continues to receive airplay to this day.
In my mind, I'm gone, Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind.
With our bonus hit at number 6, that was James Taylor with Carolina in My Mind.
Number 5.
At number 5, we have a single released by Keith Sykes, a solo act who has written songs for Jerry Jeff Walker, Jimmy Buffett, Roseanne Cash, Mitch Ryder, The Judds, and George Thorogood. Here on Alt Universe Top 40, we mentioned this music veteran just a few weeks ago as the producer of John Kilzer's debut album on Geffen Records. When this particular single was released, the November 22, 1980 issue of Billboard magazine contained this excellent review. Quote, culled from his I'm Not Strange, I'm Just Like You debut LP, Sykes has created a scintillating piece of rolling rockabilly pop fusion highlighted by his unstrained and fluid vocal style and a rhythm section that rocks. Close quote. That at the very least should have made it up to number five. That was Keith Sykes with Love to Ride.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number four.
Now we are up to the song at number four, which usually means that we have a single that charted considerably better in England than it did in the United States. Today, we have the song Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders, which spent a week at number four in England on its way up to number one. It was the group's third chart hit in the UK. In the US, the song was the band's breakthrough hit, but it only peaked at number 14. We think it should have charted at least 10 places higher than that. So, at number four, here is a song written by Chrissy Hynde and performed by The Pretenders, Brass in Pocket.
Got brass in pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning, no reason. Use
skank.
Sorry,
got something.
Song that peaked at number 14 but should have made it up to number 4, that was The Pretenders with Brass in Pocket.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown. And today we are talking about downtown Kansas City, Missouri. The Secrets were a four-man new wave-ish rock band led by singer-songwriter Brent Hoade. Although The Secrets' home base was 2 hours away from that thriving 80s club scene in Columbia, Missouri, they regularly packed the premier music venue in Columbia, the Blue Note. I certainly saw them every time they were in town. And on one amazing occasion, while hanging out with several musicians after a Secrets gig, we watched Brent Hoade write a song on a mini keyboard based on directions to another musician's house. I don't know whatever happened with it, but the catchy chorus he came up with contained the phrase, "Turn left at the corner." After honing their live act, The Secrets ended up in a recording studio being produced by heartbreaker Stan Lynch. The resulting album was ultimately released on Quality Records, the one-time home of Canadian country rockers The Stampeders, and the label that would, a decade later, achieve a number one single with the song One More Try by Timmy T. Well, from The Secrets' 1982 album produced by Stan Lynch, here is a Brent Hoade composition that I didn't see him write, Shy Around Girls. Incidentally, it sported the best bass line of any song released that year.
Yeah.
with our three from way downtown. Those were The Secrets with Shy Around Girls.
Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means we are going to play a song that we think should have gone to number 1. And had this song been released as a single, it certainly would have gone to number 1. When Elton John played the part of the pinball champ in the movie Tommy, he recorded a cover version of Pete Townshend's composition, Pinball Wizard, a song that was a key musical moment in the original rock opera album of Tommy released by The Who. Unlike most of the other musical selections from the movie, Elton used his own amazing band to provide the backing for the recording. Sadly, it turned out to be the final recording of the most influential and successful incarnation of the Elton John band for quite a number of years. While Davy Johnstone and Ray Cooper remained with Elton, Dee Murray and Nigel Olsen were replaced by Kenny Passarelli and Roger Pope not long after this recording session. Clearly, the success of the Tommy soundtrack album was at least partially driven by the popularity of Elton's version of Pinball Wizard and its massive radio airplay. However, in an all-time record company blunder that has never been adequately explained, promotional 45s of this track were issued to radio stations, but it was never released as a single in the United States.
We'll be right back.
2, that was Elton John with a song that would have been a number one single had it simply been released, Pinball Wizard. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1. It is a classic soul song that was produced by the legendary Willie Mitchell and engineered by the studio wizard that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago while introducing recordings by the Hot Dogs and ZZ Top, Terry Manning. This single reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 1 on the Cashbox Singles Chart, number 1 on the Soul Chart, and it was named by the Library of Congress to the National Recording Registry. So who was the artist that released this highly decorated single? It was the man with one of the most celebrated voices ever recorded, the Reverend Al Green. When this amazing record was released, Rolling Stone magazine's review described it this way, quote, "Green's voice is something to marvel at. He can croon, shout, scat, rise to the smoothest falsetto, and throw in the funkiest growls. Let's Stay Together is an indispensable treat," close quote. Recorded at the legendary Royal Recording Studios in Memphis, here is Al Green, backed by the high rhythm section, the Memphis horns, and the Memphis strings, with his truly perfect single, Let's Stay Together.
I'm so in love with you, whatever you want to do is all.
Perfection track at number 1. That was the Reverend Al Green with Let's Stay Together. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.